the analysis of the notes with Lucas and Clara from El Comercio from Ecuador.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. We're jumping right into a story today that sounds almost like science fiction. You've probably seen the headlines, maybe. Flesh-eating bacteria.
Yeah, it's a term that definitely grabs your attention.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, it's linked to a very real, very alarming surge in infections in the U.S.
Specifically in Louisiana's coastal waters. And look, this isn't just some local curiosity. It feels like a serious public health situation that needs our focus. So we want to unpack this today. Go beyond the scary name, figure out what's really happening, why now, and, you know, what it means for you.
Exactly. Our mission here is to cut through that sensationalism.
Yeah.
We need to understand the actual bacteria involved. It's called Vibrio vulnificus. We'll look at, you know, what it is, where it likes to live, how people get sick, and crucially, why it seems to be becoming such a bigger threat right now with this spike, and what you, listening, really need to know to stay informed and, frankly, safe.
Okay, let's dig into the numbers then, because the data from Louisiana for 2025 is, well, it's pretty sobering. They've recorded at least 6 deaths and 34 confirmed infections, all linked to this Vibrio vulnificus.
Right. And to give that some context, for the last 10 years, the average in Louisiana was usually just one death, maybe 7 infections per year.
So we're talking about a massive increase, not just a small blip.
Oh, absolutely. It's quite dramatic. The deaths are up 6 times the average, infections nearly 5 times. This isn't just a weird year. It's a significant shift.
A worrying one.
Definitely. So much so that the Louisiana Department of Health actually put out a public health alert about it. They're urging people to take extreme precautions. And they don't issue those warnings lightly. It signals a real, recognized, and growing threat, especially for folks near the coast.
Okay, so let's talk about the culprit itself, this bacterium, Vibrio vulnificus.
Yeah.
Where does it actually come from?
Well, it's a type of bacteria that naturally lives in coastal waters, particularly brackish water, that mix where freshwater rivers meet saltwater from the sea. Think estuaries, marshes.
So warm, salty-ish water.
Exactly. It loves warmer temperatures, which is a key factor in why we might be seeing more of it now. We can get into that.
And how do people actually get infected?
There are two main ways. First, by eating contaminated seafood, especially if it's raw or undercooked. Oysters are a really common source here.
And tragically, the two most recent deaths reported in Louisiana were linked to contaminated oysters.
That's right. The second way is if you have an open wound, could be a cut, a scrape, even a new tattoo or piercing.
Yeah.
And you expose it to seawater where the bacteria is present.
So it can get in through your skin.
If there's an opening, yes. Direct contact.
Now, you mentioned warmer temperatures. Is that the main reason we're seeing the surge, this why now piece?
It seems to be a major factor, yes. There's a lot of research pointing towards warming ocean waters, you know, linked to climate change. Higher water temperatures basically create a more comfortable home for Vibrio vulnificus. It helps it grow faster and survive better.
And maybe expand where it lives.
That too.
Yeah.
We're seeing cases pop up further north now in places like Florida, even Connecticut, where they were extremely rare before.
Mm.
Plus, you know, more people are spending time at the coast, swimming, boating, fishing, especially maybe after the pandemic years. So there's just more opportunity for people to encounter the bacteria.
It sounds like a kind of perfect storm. Changing environment meets more human activity.
That's a good way to put it.
And going back to the seafood, particularly oysters.
Yeah.
This is really concerning. Authorities are saying you just can't tell if an oyster is contaminated by looking at it, right?
Absolutely not. That's a critical point. It won't look different, smell different, or taste different.
Yeah.
Nothing.
So that dozen oysters on the half shell, You have no idea if they're safe just by appearance.
None whatsoever. It's completely invisible, which, you know, makes it incredibly dangerous. It really forces you to rethink eating raw seafood, especially from potentially affected areas.
Yeah, it does. It's a hidden risk.
It is. And those contaminated oysters from the recent Louisiana cases, they were harvested in Louisiana, yes, but then they were served in restaurants not just there, but also in Florida.
Ah, so it crosses state lines easily through the food supply.
Exactly. Which raises big questions about food safety, doesn't it? Especially for raw products. How do we track this? Do regulations need to change as the bacteria spreads?
It puts a lot of responsibility on the consumer to be aware.
It really does. You can't just assume it's safe based on where it came from or how it looks anymore. The old assumptions are kind of being challenged by these environmental changes.
Okay, so if someone does get infected, what happens? What are the symptoms we should be aware of?
Well, initially, it often starts looking like a nasty stomach bug. diarrhea, maybe vomiting, stomach cramps.
Okay, so pretty common symptoms.
Right. But here's the dangerous part. With Vibrio vulnificus, it can get very serious, very fast. It can quickly escalate into things like septicemia, that's blood poisoning, where the bacteria gets into your bloodstream and spreads. That's life-threatening.
Wow. And the flesh-eating part?
That refers to severe tissue necrosis. The bacteria can cause the skin and underlying tissue to die. It can spread rapidly.
Leading to?
In the worst cases, it can require surgery to remove the dead tissue. And sometimes, yes, even amputation to stop the spread and save the person's life.
That is truly terrifying, the speed of it.
It is. And it underlines why this isn't a minor illness.
Sure.
The CDC, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, they estimate that about 1 in 5 people who get infected with Vibrio vulnificus actually die from it.
1 in 5. That's incredibly high.
It's a very high mortality rate. It means if you suspect this kind of infection, you need medical help immediately. You can't just wait it out at home.
And the challenge is those initial symptoms might seem like something else entirely.
Exactly. Which makes early diagnosis really critical for doctors.
Mm.
Getting the right treatment started quickly makes a huge difference.
So given all this, this invisible threat in the water and potentially in seafood, the rapid escalation, what can people actually do? How can you protect yourself but still, you know, enjoy the coast?
That's the key question, right? And there are definitely practical steps. First, regarding seafood, especially oysters, the safest bet is to avoid eating them raw or undercooked. Cooking them thoroughly kills the bacteria. If you do choose to eat raw oysters, just be very aware of the risk, particularly in warmer months, and if you have underlying health conditions.
Okay, cook your seafood. What else?
The wounds. This is crucial. If you have any kind of open wound, a cut, scrape, blister, even a healing surgical site, do not expose it to coastal waters.
Mm-hmm.
Avoid swimming, wading, even fishing if you have an open sore.
And if you accidentally get salt water in a cut?
Wash it immediately and thoroughly with soap and fresh, clean water. Don't delay. And third, it's important to know who's most at risk.
Right. Are some people more vulnerable?
Yes, definitely. People with weakened immune systems, anyone with chronic liver disease, that's a big one, diabetes, certain other chronic conditions, they are at much higher risk of getting a severe infection and dying from it.
So for those individuals, the advice is even stronger.
Absolutely. For high-risk individuals, the strong recommendation is to completely avoid raw seafood, especially oysters, and to be extremely vigilant about keeping wounds away from coastal waters altogether. The stakes are just too high.
That's really clear, practical advice. It seems like it's all about being informed and making conscious choices now.
It really is. Knowledge empowers you to reduce your risk significantly.
So, wrapping this up then, it's clear Vibrio vulnificus isn't just some obscure medical term anymore. It's a real and seemingly growing public health issue. We've got this unprecedented surge, severe consequences linked to things many of us enjoy the coast, seafood.
And the invisible nature of it, combined with these environmental shifts like warming waters, means we all need to adjust how we think about these risks.
The main takeaway seems to be awareness is key. Understand how it spreads. Know the risks with raw seafood and open wounds, especially if you're in a higher risk group. Proactive choices are more critical than ever.
Couldn't agree more.
Okay, so here's something to think about as we finish. Given that this threat is becoming more common in our warming waters and it's largely invisible, what other maybe bigger societal shifts might we need to consider long-term to adapt beyond just individual precautions, something to ponder? If you found this deep dive helpful, please do subscribe to The Deep Dive wherever you get your podcasts and maybe share it with someone who might find it useful. We really appreciate you tuning in, and we look forward to diving into another topic with you next time.
Comment, subscribe, and share. More information at www.commerce.com.